You damn right.
I piss my ass.
Race war.
The last ride.
Yeah.
Benoit's back.
Damn right.
Olympic slam.
Yeah.
Malay.
2004 is so fucking real.
You damn right.
Wait a minute. You're not even Chavito. Who are you, USA?
Back to red.
You damn right. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Triple H is in here?
All right, go ahead, Justin. We're recording.
Here?
All right, everyone.
A key?
We?
Welcome back. TDM Rights Watch Along of the Ruthless Aggression Era. I'm here. Sam's here.
Who?
John's
Who?
Here. Baylor's here.
Who? Who?
Oh, so big.
It's the OG three from hell plus John.
What?
Stoney.
Mm-hmm.
Stitsky's.
Fuck you.
That wasn't me.
Stitsky's kicking the fucking baby tonight. November 8th, 2004.
Yeah. There it was.
Sam.
Wait.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah. What the?
Wait, like.
Yo, stop playing with my dick.
Daddy.
Sorry about that.
All right, thank you.
Are you ready to watch the November 8th episode of Monday Night Raw?
God. Great. Wonderful.
Thank you, Wyatt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you damn right.
Mm-hmm.
Many people dismay.
That's how it starts.
Yes.
Is back. Just... And that is gonna spell problems for a lot of people.
Gold. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Bailey, you could buy that belt right now from the eBay link that I sent you yesterday.
To sit one out in an effort
yeah.
To
and like I said, I hope you cure John Self.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Started with John.
What?
Thank you.
But apparently, there are a lot of big-headed people around here.
Bro, please be gentle.
Because what? Instead of getting the idea,
boy!
People took that.
I hate how that belt is not flat, but yeah, in the WWE shop,
evolution.
All of them are flat.
Yeah.
I saw you flat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. An attack that ended up with an injury to the Nature Boy Ric Flair, who cannot be here.
Oh
tonight.
No! No!
He's dead.
Turn it off, Justin. Turn it off.
So he's showing up in the main event.
And
yeah.
An attack.
Yeah, probably.
That has made Batista very, very angry.
Right.
What?
And trust me.
Is this
nobody
DX?
Will like Batista when he is angry.
All right, I shut myself.
And this attack took place under the watchful eye of our absolutely useless general manager, Mr. Bischoff.
What?
My God, dude. Yeah, this is the best replacement ever.
The interruption.
Oh my God.
But I take action.
Sick of sack of shit.
Is deemed appropriate, and the appropriateness of that action is in my sole discretion.
Why?
Well, he is the general manager.
Why?
He's the gim.
Now,
God damn it.
With all due respect, Triple H.
You and I have all due respect.
If I were you. All four members of the winning team this Sunday at Survivor Series are going to control
You gotta wait a minute.
One week at a time.
What?
It really doesn't matter what
it.
Anybody... Uh-oh.
Say one more word and I'll fuck you.
What the?
Oh my God.
Please don't do this. I am the general manager of Raw. and you are forcing me.
I can't tell Sam what I just thought.
That you be stripped
no.
of your world.
All right, let me look for it. Title.
And that doesn't do either one of us any good. Now does it?
We are Charlie Kirk.
God damn it!
All right, Sam, check your DMs.
Oh no!
Oh, no.
I'll
tell you, Herb, gotta watch yourself. Oh my god, it's so small! Oh no. Oh no.
Now you see why I thought of it.
I'm terrified.
Quite simple.
Don't worry about it.
This Sunday at Survivor Series, it's your team versus Orton's team.
What's so funny, Samantha?
Yeah.
The winning team. Well, then each get the helm of Raw for 1 week. Ooh. While I'm on vacation.
Ooh, longer.
When the chips fall. So be
it. Oh my god, the extended version.
Besides, Triple H. If I were you, I wouldn't worry about those stipulations. You're Triple H.
You're tripping.
I'd concentrate on making sure that your team is the winning team.
That's the picture.
Around your waist after Survivor Series.
I'm going to show you.
You're not me, Bischoff. You are not,
you're not me. Kill you.
And my team will win at Survivor Series.
All right, Motorhead. I'm Batman.
Why?
Nobody here can beat me, and you know
off.
It.
Yep. What?
I don't believe this man, and neither do you.
Fuck you.
So we've got nothing to worry about, do we?
We would have something to worry about.
Do we?
Dewey.
Kane Dewey?
Now that we've got that,
this is Bischoff's worst look.
Enough with the talk. Okay. Let's get back.
I hate the Ninth Doctor.
So look up at signs. And they say Kane Jacobs.
Never skip nine.
You think Kane legally changed his last name? Kane Dumbass when he married Lita.
Match of the night. Ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
For one fall. What was that picture?
First from Washington D.C., weighing in at 318 pounds, Batista.
Batista.
That comes from money.
Jobber
entrance. Hey, jobber entrance.
And from St. Louis, Missouri, weighing in at 255
pounds. Charlie Gerke. It's about the Berkey.
Charlie Gerke.
What
a
way.
Oh,
the show is so loud. I can't hear my soundboard.
We really have a Triple H promo would be the code open.
The 10 minute for years to come. 10 minute. What the?
It's wasn't that you know what that means.
Representing Evolution, taking on
because I see he has his 3 legs tonight.
They are definitely no
up chair.
The world heavyweight champion. It'll be Triple H's team versus Randy.
I was just about to say, is Triple H wearing his favorite Nazi shirt?
Which one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Check melee.
It's Evan.
From what certainly would have been a pinfall situation. Well, I've never seen anyone kick out of my
They had Orton beat Benoit for the world title.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, you're right.
And then they had Triple H beat Orton for the world title.
Yeah.
And they just, like, hand, JR, don't know what the fuck to do with Orton now, huh?
Because they probably realized turning him face was not the right move.
Yeah.
Now they don't know what to do with him.
Here's a crazy idea. You could have turned him heel with the world title.
No.
Shut up, bitch.
Rocking Batista
back into the corner. Dude.
Show him who's boss now, Batista.
Batista hammering now.
Please stop pushing Triple H sign in 2004.
Come back in about 15 years when this out.
Why does he have Daredevil boots?
Only because he almost died.
Dude, Bailey. You mentioned Daredevil, so I have to bring this up. I saw you repost something of like someone showing him a newspaper in the show. He's fucking blind, obviously.
Yeah.
And I just
spoilers.
I just it's the funniest fucking shit. I wonder if Charlie Cox just goes around set with the glasses on and people try and show him shit and he just acts like Daredevil.
I would do that.
Wonder, trying to catch the act.
The Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
No.
Badoosh. Oh, this is pre Kung Fu Panda. Seska douche.
Kung Fu Panda.
I love Norma.
Be like, you're a skadoosh bag.
What?
He's a world heavyweight champion. He's an honorable guy.
Anyone rewatch movies that they saw once and never rewatched recently?
Sinners.
Yeah. I watched Sinners like three times, so idiot.
I rewatched Tropic Thunder for the first time since I saw it. That movie is very good.
I never watched this one. I rewatched
Fine.
Shut up. Trying to get a movie.
Yeah, that.
Thank you, Bailey.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, it was. I recognize that hairline anywhere.
Where?
The money.
Who is it? Where did you learn that from? That
we have Rick Flair. Look out! He died. 6'7". To say the least. Triple H, my favorite sound.
Okay, there's a little concern on Triple H's face. I'll admit that, but things will work out all right.
Triple H having a word there, a motivating word. This thing.
Momentum means everything. We are Charlie Cox. And right
now, Randy Orton.
All right, well.
His team have built momentum the last few weeks. Batista's got a derail Orton.
6'7".
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you something, JR. It's not just the fact that Survivor Series comes once a year, but this classic Survivor Series match is
the one night a year.
You know, this can, when one man gets pinned or beaten, then he has to go back to the locker room. And his team continues on without him. So it can turn out, what, 3 against 2 or 4 against 1?
Something's in my ass.
I have a call.
Let's go gambling! Aw, dang it. 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 Aw, dang it.
Ooh, piece of candy. Whoa, that's me.
I'm keeping up.
Oh my god, Randy. Brush your teeth.
I'm gonna build my own soundboard.
That wasn't even a soundboard bite, that was just fucking Melee.
Yeah, it was just Sam from stalling his ass.
What?
Yeah.
Wasn't him.
Uh-huh.
What?
Someone was running his ass, but not him.
in this one-on-one match.
Who is it?
Orton back up. Let's see if he can find a way out of this combination. Going
Crime picture.
Okay.
Finally causes some separation. Tag me. And Orton goes back to rights and lefts.
So big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, telegraph that. He's a setting
Wolf
though. Can't connect with the elbow. Hard shoulder block. Again, Orton beating Batista to the punch.
I can't believe that's happening. I can't
RKO,
believe it.
RKO to be on tap.
Watch yourself, Batista. Watch your back.
This might be the worst Raw we've ever seen.
Look. Watch out, Batista.
Oh, he tripped. What an idiot.
I feel brown. Hold on your foot the entire time.
The prowlance.
Prowlance.
Oh, they're gonna punch him.
I should. Punch out Batista.
You can't put your hands on the referee.
The referee calling a Mickey saw Triple H interfere, and the referee's gonna send Triple H apparently back to the locker room.
This is not good. That referee should be in the ring. Count Horton out right now. Instead, he's ejected Triple H.
Batista can't believe it, and the game of
Hitman
is beside himself, and all of a sudden, Randy Orton could not nail that big
point, and
Batista is getting some valuable time to perhaps regroup if it's not too late.
This is unbelievable.
That is the worst rage bait that Triple H has ever done.
And Batista now, looking to put Orton in the ropes.
How about waist bait?
That was in the Attitude Era.
Why?
Well, see, if he was thinking of that, his anger would have been more natural.
Angles.
Natural.
Mm-hmm.
By Batista. Oh, it's back to one-on-one. Folks, we've got to take a quick break. This match will continue.
It's just Hornswoggle. That was awesome.
Thank you, Steph.
That was the source.
Snuffle monster.
The cover. Able to roll his shoulder off the canvas. And folks, look at what happened during the commercial break. This was bad.
Xbox.
Nice. Perfect timing.
Steel steps on the outside. I'm surprised that Orton has
survived.
Oh my god, that's okay.
Yeah. The Survivor Series.
My god.
Eight-man elimination tag match.
How when I get sent into the corner, a $4.99 Lux box at Taco Bell.
You just sit there and think, let's hope that Orton's team wins. You know what's going to happen. Each one of those guys is going to control Raw for a week. Every one of them is going to want a title shot. They're going to all want Triple H for the world championship. That's not right. Oh, look out.
Oh, fuck.
Jackhammer.
More damage right there to the neck. Batista now. That could be the telling blow. The
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Jack Mihos?
What?
Very nice guy.
Oh, yeah, true. I agree.
He goes to the gym a lot.
Heard he goes with Candace.
Batista.
Ooh.
You know what I'm figuring out about Orton?
I'll show you.
I've heard you say it a lot of times. He's got more guts.
Who the
than
fuck
he's got
is
brains.
Steve Jobs?
He's not really bright. I mean, first of all, he comes down here tonight just strutting his stuff with against Batista with Triple H.
Sounds like a jobber. That's all of Randy except his middle leg.
Sorry, I gotta put together a custom soundboard, but I'm gonna do it while we're recording.
I started doing that, and then I got real lazy about it.
Typical liberal.
Oh, Batista proud of himself, isn't he? Look at that. Yeah, he's proud.
Melee, how does it feel to live in New York that is much safer now? At least in January.
It was very nice,
of course,
you know.
We didn't get rid of the fucking snow, so he's a terrorist.
Yeah. Yeah, if only he could control the weather.
Yeah, no, really, what a fucking asshole.
Dude, there, I don't know if it's Triple H or not, but I'm almost positive it is.
Someone has a sign in the crowd that that cut Triple H's head off, like the top of his head off, and then just put an arrow pointing into it that says empty.
Let him know.
Still fucking relevant to this day. Holy shit.
No. But perhaps at this
point, Outman. It's gotta be his heart too.
Ooh, Mr. Krabs.
I want Triple H to do the tough enough bit. Come on, Batista. Orton's got to find the whole take a bump out of this
predicament. Mm-hmm. I think now
that bit again. Batista's not in any hurry with the current NXT people. And then his pacemaker goes off when he takes a bump and he dies.
It's all about eliminating the opposition. That Survivor Series. Every time a man is eliminated, he returns.
Making this the opening match is egregious work.
They threw Triple H out, so fucking there's no shot that Flair doesn't come out and help Batista win. I think it's going to be 4-0.
That's my prediction. Listen, I'm really happy Batista fucking, like, you know, figured it out, because I'm watching this. I ain't giving him the world title.
The people booking NWA DNA are gonna book. They're like, yeah, I'm gonna jerk off.
Yeah.
What?
The only thing
I can't really figure to mute. Well,
I don't know how Edge is gonna get that
thing.
My God.
Oh my fucking God.
Hello, P's and Q's. That letter use.
Just move on the Spinosaurus eats Travis Scott. Yeah, he's wounded.
You're right. That was pure luck. Wait, I finished soon. I can post it now.
Yeah.
Wait, time.
You post the entirety of Sinners?
Yeah.
I wish.
I mean, you could. It's time to play the game.
He's coming back.
Time to play the game. He's coming back out. Look at the real deal now. Okay, Orton got upstairs
on that. Oh my God!
Cactus clothesline. Man going over the top rope. It's anybody's ball
here. One fall to a finish. Fuck you.
I love how Sam only has these ideas when we're recording.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it should be.
This could be me when I kill myself.
That's
Coca-Cola! And what's Fortnite?
That's also me when Sam ends the recording.
What?
Bomboka!
Oh, Bomboka!
No, Bomboka
Frieza.
Boom, boom! Critical! Yeah.
Bomboka!
No.
Kaboom!
So I thought that was actually Bayley for a second.
Kaboom!
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 Down! I was in my room.
I love that so much.
Thank you.
Can anyone listen to the Uno Miles version of it?
Dude, I love Uno Miles. Another clubbing blow. It's objectively dog shit, but it's also, unironically, maybe the best verse he's actually ever written. And it's actually very funny.
Sam, did you see, also, speaking of Uno Miles, he released a song called Sea Lions?
That song goes crazy. Who is this?
Why is AOC trending?
You know why. Man, like, much like yourself, they like to keep the big booty Latinas down.
What?
Yeah, it's a real struggle.
How did you bust it open, Dave?
17:30. Yes. Ridiculous timing, actually.
Oh, I see.
Okay, the Undertaker! The Undertaker!
Undertaker!
So shut the fuck up.
Oh my God. Survive
Sunday. I think he's setting up the RKO. Who is it?
Look out, Batista!
Look out! How about Batista? Batista is down.
I also find it very funny just to see it took It took Orton years to figure out the proper yeah, like the RKO wake-up punt.
Yeah, the one where he just hits his shoulder.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yep. Melee spur shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! I almost had a new world champion.
All right.
Ask theory.
Hello.
Oh, thank God the match is over.
Yo, Death Rebel poked with that song.
Well, Orton's certainly feeling it.
Oh my God.
Maybe she'll see if you can find the repo duck noodles.
I'm a dog. What? Boy, I'm biting the fart bubbles in the bath. We smoking symbiote.
Smoking symbiote. Chris Jericho
is gonna have a lead. We are Charlie.
What the
main event?
Oh my God.
It's time for Charlie versus Kurt.
Retires first.
Oh my God, the Batista fucking picture!
Oh my God.
How's the Batista picture saved somewhere?
How about Batista?
By somewhere, I mean it's probably on my phone.
Oh my God, Evolution!
What is this? It's
Evolution.
Team Orton.
When? Tonight?
This is Survivor Series. Watch the
one night a year.
Oh my God! They were almost all in fucking red gear, but of course Benoit had to ruin it.
Oh my God! The ref is part of Evolution.
As he often does ruin these things.
I'm not doing it too obvious.
We got Dean Malenko. Dean Malenko.
Mike Chioda.
Johnny Ace, unfortunately.
Oh, what do you mean, unfortunately? I turned into the Ultimate Warrior.
Dude, imagine if he did, like, the Warrior gimmick. He did the paint every night he came out.
Respectfully, Hulk Hogan. Maybe you should step into the... It the rocket ship of talent relations.
Well, Edge now in advance of picked Shawn Michaels to face Triple H for the World Heavyweight Championship. You will team up with Chris Benoit to face La Resistance for the World Tag Team titles.
La Resistance.
Was my destiny to be the World Heavyweight Champion is my destiny. Not the Tag Team Championships.
The hell is Edge doing? It looks to me like he's leaving. Edge with a chance to leave as an 11-time tag team champion, and he's leaving the building.
I assume they already lost the belts back.
To La Resistance, yes. They lost them last week, I think.
Ooh, what? I was going to say a one-day reign, but I forgot it was on a Tuesday, so they had it for a couple days. For him,
Chris.
That's Monday.
I think I'll be taking one of these. Thank you.
One of these?
Why?
Just who the hell do you think you are? I think I should be the world champion right now, not one half the tag team champions.
ENC.
Watch yourself. You just might be defending.
I mean, yeah.
Coming to blows.
CNC. Wyatt, look it up.
CNC.
Wyatt, look it up, Wyatt.
Oh, that did it.
We got Cope and Crippler.
Also, Magic Killer.
No, wait, yeah, it is the Magic Killer. What the fuck?
Hell? Yeah, their finish is the Magic Killer.
How the fuck
killer
they do that? How they do that? The Monsieur Killer. QL. Well, they didn't beat Ed. Man, Ed just turned French.
I did it.
French-Canadian.
French-Canadian. My dog, Prince.
What?
That's not a gig either. That was just how he is. Oh my God.
John, you missed an all-timer fucking... He was just on commentary talking about his book that he just released.
Oh, Edge?
While Benoit was defending the tag titles.
Okay, so... Fun fact, I found that Edge book in a bookstore once. I opened to one random page. It was talking about the KKK for some reason.
What?
I'm not even joking. Ladies and gentlemen,
that showdown! Here anyway,
I don't remember why.
He was actually talking about Triple H.
Honestly, maybe. I actually don't remember.
Tyson Tomko! Tyson Tomko's not hurt anymore!
Anymore?
Got you in chair.
I want to do a Tyson Tomko versus Marina Severe.
Last week, Tyson Tomko was out with arthroscopic knee surgery. In his absence, Christian hired
Viscera
as his one-night problem solver. But now Christian's real problem solver is back.
Here that is. Christian Tomko went out with heterosexual knee surgery. I don't know what the fuck he just said.
Just one. Also, John, the Survivor Series card looks good.
Yeah! Brings home the Intercontinental title Sunday at Survivor Series. Maybe because it's dual branding.
No! Active imagination. You know what? Didn't even think of that.
Because
probably
the Raw pay-per-view sucked. No. I don't. Was No Mercy good? I actually don't remember.
No Mercy.
It was probably better than Taboo Tuesday.
Yeah, I was gonna say it can't be worse than Taboo Tuesday. Yeah.
Felix.
This is my boy here. Is
just beginning to come into his own
and could be one of the great. Oh, look at this! Big you can't rock with me.
Absolutely 100%. I'm not a condiment.
Let's see if Tomko can get done. Heterosexual knee surgery.
All right, Melee, God damn it.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you just saw it?
Uh-huh.
What'd you think?
So big.
All right, it's settled. It's settled. We're finally deporting Justin.
What?
Ooh, thank God.
Finally. Look at the 500 pounds.
Look at that.
The white boy challenge.
I think Tom just yelled, "I'm real, motherfucker," at Shelton after doing that.
Good for him, honestly.
Oh my God.
Turn him around.
That pitch is disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's disturbing.
So sure he's pulling the disturbing viewers if you would like to see go watch our sinners review.
What?
The reaction
thumbnail that Sam made is very good.
Bailey, do you want to buy the WWF Smoking Skull replica belt signed by RVD and Billy Gunn and Kelly Kelly?
Oh yeah. And Kelly Kelly.
It's only $349.
That is $300 too many.
Mm-hmm. $348
to me. Approximately $299 of them. If you give me,
like $5.
Well, think about it.
I have $3.
Melee, I'll give you $299 if you give me a dollar.
Oh, I wish I could do that.
He's a great man wrestler, and he's young. He's getting better every day.
And he's young. Whoa.
Taking down the bigger man. To the Intercontinental Champ.
Come on, Tyson Tomko.
Certainly. Now look at this, Derek. Just take a look at Tyson Tomko. Look at this. Look at his ability.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Oh my God. Tattoos, JR. All right. Maybe someone steal that, actually. You
know, uh huh.
How do you think you would look with tattoos like
that? Go. Pull you in. I love Tyson Tomko. Tattoos. Honestly. Has anyone done like a ripcord choke slam?
No, probably not.
I think someone should do that. I think it should be Omos.
I think it should be.
Billy Gunn.
Billy Gunn. Kelly Kelly.
Kelly Kelly. RVD.
RVD. Who has crazy weed CTE.
Wing.
You're not trying to call that hang time. And Christian, they
get him, imploring Tomko to put the champion away. Good
night. Ooh. Boing.
Oh my God.
Oh, when I hit him with a T-bone.
T-bone.
The T-bone.
Oh, yeah.
That's not rare.
My boy
not
of the year.
Rare.
Could he go back to back?
You talk about a game face. Ooh. Benjamin's got it.
It's very well possible.
In the world. Benjamin's got it.
He's got competition this year. He's got Chavo Senior.
Oh.
It actually might be Chavo Classic.
That is
Chavo Classic. Gay Rico.
Gay Rico. Oh fuck.
Gay Rico.
Oh, you're cooking.
Luther Reigns.
Oh, I know who my vote's going to.
Mark Jindrak.
Oh, fuck. Mark Jindrak, who lives in Knoxville, Tennessee, apparently.
Yeah.
We're intoxing Mark Jindrak live on the YDR Watch.
Hey, he fucking posted it.
I know he did. I know.
I don't know the YDR Watch.
I pray that I see him out one day.
He's gonna like, hey, man, I love when you dropkick that fucking, what the fuck? Burger King!
Oh, yeah.
Chicken sandwich!
I hate when John misses a week of fucking YDR because he doesn't know anything that's happening anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
He's missing this week, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm hungry.
Oh, holy.
I'm getting pasta. Through the paces yet again. This is all for a chance to be a
WWE superstar. Just get out.
I'm hungry.
Next week, at the very start of the show, each and every one of you will be taking
thirsty.
The Tori Wilson
sex pest.
The fuck? That's what they call melee, like a sex test.
What the
hell?
Oh, sex test. Okay. That makes a lot more sense.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Ryan Reeves?
Nick Mitchell, what's this for?
Isn't he an NXT? Chose to be the first person eliminated from the $1
million Tough Enough competition. That's right. Someone's meanwhile, the guy who's running this is a sex test.
Also this Thursday night, two superstars write another chapter in their storied history.
Big.
Show. Bodies are just
flying everywhere. Big Show too soon. Is a one-man wrecking machine. The Undertaker. Kurt
Angle. Hell is it? Hey, John.
Oh my. Yeah.
Remember that Kurt figure I was trying to buy over the weekend?
Oh, God.
Yeah, he still hasn't sold it.
Good for him.
I'm gonna send him an $8 offer tomorrow morning. Fucking idiot.
$8? Oh my God! Michael Cole, what is he doing?
Oh,
he's
no.
He's cutting his hair again?
Melee, send the picture again.
I was
again.
Literally gonna bring this up.
Send the picture again, Melee.
Which one?
He you said it again! One. He said it again!
I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
You know
what? What's up?
Kurt Angle, the big show. So many.
Balls.
The one you sent earlier.
Balls. And that's gonna be on
SmackDown. The one before the Gold Dust picture.
Yeah, that's now on my phone, by the way.
Wow.
Wow. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, wrong picture. I put the correct one.
What?
There you go.
Fireworks! I'm gonna blow my cock off!
Okay, Skiddo! Skiddo, Fruity!
Skiddo!
We do freestyle! My cock!
What is that? The Jericho shirt?
What the fuck? Oh God, here we go. It's time
to
go
to
and this is the highlight reel, and in 6 days. We're gonna
it's
get
time
to
shave your crack.
Maven Chris Benoit and me, Y2J, win the right to run Raw for the next
four weeks. What is that shirt?
Weeks.
Thank you. Not good.
And then we're really going to see what the meaning is.
Maybe, I don't know.
For Raw is Jericho.
That reminded me of the UFC.
And as for tonight, right here in Austin, this sexy beast right here in the striped shirt is not out here to be interviewed. Although I'm sure you got some crazy stories. I want to party with you, cowboy. No, he's out here to help me out to make sure that my
gay
two
Chris Jericho
don't rip each other to shreds before they get the chance to face each other for the women's championship.
2026 Chris Jericho will not be happy about this.
Yep.
Honestly,
so let
yeah.
Me introduce my first guest, the women's champion, Trish Stratus.
Who? Oh, yes, I don't know who this is. Can we please get a promo package for this person? I hate when they debut people without any explanation.
Mm-hmm. Me when they debut a person who already has the belt.
I don't get it.
Is about to explode. You know, Alec Greenspan is definitely wrong. Mm. Well, I think inflation is a good thing.
She lost that.
Oh my God, it's AOC.
Skeet, skeet, motherfucker. Skeet, skeet, goddamn.
I only say that because of what's on Twitter.
From the window to the wall. Put the sweatshirt down my balls.
She's naughty and nice.
And that brings me to my second guest, the challenger.
Leader.
Leader.
For the women's championship, the queen
Leader.
Of extreme.
My hair is almost as long as Trish.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Well, here's a young woman that has been through so
Leader.
Much in the last few months. I don't know if anyone that so and I know that can endure what she has endured.
Oh my God, I just found an inbox Tyson Tomko Ruthless Aggression series for $23.
What the hell? All right, well, you have to buy it.
Uh-uh.
He's just not a poster.
What? Oh, it's a DVD.
Do your job, referee. I don't want this turning into an episode of Jericho Springer out here, okay?
Jericho Springer. I might need you shot, dude.
Soon, Pookie.
What?
What are you thinking, buddy?
What does he mean by that?
I mean, I understand having a highly sought after guest such as myself on your show.
My fucking God, Melee.
But Lita?
What?
Mean, oh my God.
Yeah, you'll see.
Did
hang
you
on.
Not watch my highly.
Oh no.
That scares me.
It should. Lita, this might be the worst thing I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Excuse me when you stutter.
Oh my God. No,
sure,
just by having her on the show tonight.
Mm.
Just like Dark Angel. Now your show's gonna be canceled.
Or let me look at this.
So by having Lita on the show,
or
the show's gonna be canceled.
Oh my
the,
God!
By having you out here, the only thing that's gonna be canceled is my subscription
what?
To Better Sluts
and Gardens.
This
is the worst thing I've ever seen in my
I'm
life.
I'm standing out here talking to the real deal.
What kind of magazine is that?
You're looking at the real deal now.
That's a Triple H legacy belt.
What the fuck?
You've
Hold
got
on.
Way too much up here going on.
Let me take a look
you know
at this.
What? When you get all emotional in a match.
Oh my God, what the fuck? This is like, you know, one of those like
that's
fake belts
happen.
That
yeah.
like leaked
you know what?
Like He's 10 years ago that they were going to change
yeah.
it. It's exactly
middle,
what it looks like.
Is the middle spin actually?
I probably.
This is exactly what it looks
you know
like.
What, well, you
$1,200?
Yeah, dude.
I hope you die.
I was making history and winning championships.
How do you make the spinner
so
look
you think
disgusting?
You're gonna get my title.
I'm saying.
Because they gave
Keep
it the fucking
dreaming.
Triangle.
It does spin, dude. There's a video and it does fucking spin, dude.
I have been dreaming, Trish.
It's
oh, it
so
does.
I've been
Wait,
dreaming for the past
so much
7 months about
the
day I get
spin-a-ball.
My hands on you.
Oh, that's kind of fire, actually. Hold on.
I guess I'll give up on the NJPW
you,
belt.
Can you put the link to that eBay listing in the description of the podcast?
That's so fucking
stuff,
bro.
Something.
To that son of a bitch, Snitsky.
Fucking
took
awful, Snitsky.
Precious thing in my life
Snitsky.
Away from
Snitsky. Oh my God, it's purple guy.
Every emotion.
Or.
Every ounce of pain and suffering. Welling up inside of
That's
me.
That's the
Trish.
Wreck Hulk. If he was purple,
I'm gonna take it all out.
Oh.
On you.
Thank you, Melee.
You're
I didn't
welcome.
Know my colors until you told me. Thank you.
Thank you.
I And you're right.
Oh, that's Red Hulk if you want the turkey.
You're right about one thing. I am.
Ooh, AEW National Heavyweight Championship.
Oh my.
So this Sunday.
Oh, it's it's.
Let me see it because I will fuck her up. Yeah. I love Etsy. Let me see this.
Yeah, he does kind of look like that dude from fucking. Now what? It was No Way Out or whatever the fuck that game is.
Oh, oh my god. It's time to lock in.
Alright, before anything happens, hey, can we understand the baby?
Say hi. Snitsky can.
Whoa, it's Red Hulk if he was purple.
Oh, dog.
Oh, hello, P's and Q's.
It's a little baby boy.
It's a baby boy. Wee!
Oh, how cute. He doesn't know his name.
Because you caught me monologuing.
You sly dog, you.
I guess we'll never know.
You married Cade?
And got buzzing.
Got busy. All right.
Oh my god, the back knee. That arch.
Yeah, Snitsky too.
Oh my god, the arch.
What's the matter, Lita?
Oh my god, the front knee.
You look a little worried.
I'm gonna kill your baby. Maybe if I
take him.
Wait, didn't the baby die?
Go on, go on and look at him. Come on, come on, look at him. That's enough.
Come on. I had peas before.
And I'll do to him.
Oh, thank you.
Whatever I want.
Okay. God damn it.
Yeah.
All right, that's the only reason we watched this episode.
Honestly,
I get the pop that I.
The plate isn't horrible, but the strap is.
The plate is just super thin.
I mean, honestly, that's.
But that's also how that belt just looks.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of accurate. But the plates are honestly okay.
Oh! Jericho!
Oh my god! Kane is helping!
Jericho taking exception of the...
Kane is whooping his ass. Kane is whooping his ass. What a heinous act
by Snitsky. What if Jericho suddenly heal?
Snitsky's a psychotic. Say it, JR. Snitsky punted that baby. And now he just punted Chris Jericho. Jericho got kicked right in the mouth by Snitsky. And Snitsky.
I mean, when I come out and beat Chris Jericho's ass for no real reason.
I can't wait till we get Chris Jericho versus Gene Snitsky on Dynamite Raw next week.
Oh, yeah.
We're not watching. I don't know, maybe we are. I don't know.
I doubt it.
I also doubt it.
Alright, breaking Kafabe. The fact that this Lito angle is still going on is actually crazy.
It's not going to stop anytime soon either, brother.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it... Mike, because Lita gets hurt.
Yeah, and then she fucks Edge.
That's awesome.
That's how she got hurt.
She broke her third leg. Boing! What a repulsive. That's Snitsky.
And poor Lita. Poor Lita. Can you, after all she has gone through, you have to see that, to witness that.
What a fucking whore.
Well, but you gotta,
oh my god.
For it. What's wrong?
Jim, why?
In somebody else's business, he paid the price right there.
God, I wish you would fucking kick me like that. Jim, why?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are live.
We're in this together, you two. Oh my god, the Twin Towers.
Sam.
What?
Joe Budden, what?
Oh my god, Joe Budden location. Joe Budden location. What color is the Joe Budden? What color is the White House?
We are hearing reports of a fire at the Pentagon.
Oh my god, John missed that crazy juice box ad they did on the show last week.
All true.
I genuinely already don't remember.
I'm going to go back and show you that after this is over because it was insane.
Yeah, right now.
What? Yeah, you're right. Backstage party at a main event. Monster, today's the day. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, per Eric Bischoff.
Oh, no, you missed, the first one last week.
One of the new sponsors here on Raw, Simon.
Let me get my
I love Michael Bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Mr. Dean makes his way to the ring, I'd like to have an ask to read this.
Listen, man.
Last week on Raw, our newest sponsor, good gimmick. Simon Dean of the Simon System. And a series of quarter-quarter comments from certain members of our live audience. Although Mr. Dean was physically provoked, World Wrestling Entertainment cannot condone Mr. Dean's behavior last week and will strive to ensure that such egregious acts are not repeated. World Wrestling Entertainment would like to take this time to apologize to the gentlemen involved.
And allow me to introduce myself once again. My name is Simon Dean.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you've been watching my infomercials for the patented Simon System airing all over the world. Well,
Dean,
tonight,
Dean.
I'm going to choose
yeah, John, he beat the shit out of the Beer City Bruiser last week.
From the audience to receive
like the actual Beer City Bruiser?
Yes, I looked it up.
Patented
oh, fuck.
Simon System absolutely free. So,
absolutely
who
free.
Wants to try the Simon System?
There, put your hand down.
All right,
Come
first
on,
is.
What about you over here?
That's a hand.
Right, I'll
Come
do
on,
it.
People. No, not you. Not with that shirt on. Come on, people. You gotta make me.
Honestly,
feel
if he waited like
feel.
A year, he probably would have bet him like the fucking Spirit Squad
what
or something.
What about over here?
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
Stand up and let me hear it.
Dude, I need
what
someone to do this
here?
Gimmick now, but try and sell.
Well, now
like,
he would be
crypto.
A. Now he would be a face because he'd be
Bullseye.
Correct.
Front row, corner seat. Woman with the red hair. Oh, yeah. I'm coming
oh.
down.
Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam.
You. Ma'am, would you please stand up?
Oh. Come here, sign guy.
What's that smell?
All right, all right.
Ma'am, I can tell by your odor. That with your girth,
all right, thank
it
you.
Is virtually
thank
impossible
you.
For you to
thank
take
you.
A
I was
shower.
Waiting for it.
What's that smell?
Aren't you ashamed thank you. Of having to wash yourself
he
by
told,
using a damn
He told the other dude last week, he was like, when was the last time you saw your penis?
Disgusting tissue?
But, yeah.
Ma'am, I'm trying to help.
Stop!
If you use my patented Simon System, I'll make it possible, yes I will, for you to actually fit inside of a normal size shower so you can wash away all that disgusting stench in just
let her know.
I love that she's not even that big, which is a good thing.
Look at her husband, Terry.
Oh, God.
Look at her husband.
People, you've got to work with her. Come on, Austin! I'm the brass ring!
Austin!
And grab me!
Ba-da-ba-da-da-da.
Selling what technique, about, but he is trying to help people.
No, you're anorexic.
Whoa.
What about you?
No.
What about this side? What about...
Well, there's a candidate.
Sir, you, the front
How's
row...
How's it going?
...with the squeaky bald head and Coke bottle glasses. Please stand up.
Is that Keiji Muto?
Whoa.
Oh,
gotcha.
In the Benoit shirt.
You get out of breath.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I don't want to the bathroom. I just shit my pants right now.
For assistance to help clean yourself after a bowel movement.
Listen, man.
With my Simon System DVDs,
born to shit, forced to wipe.
I'll help change your life and rectify your.
Born
rectum.
To wipe, forced to shit.
Forced to shit.
Guys, maybe I've got to reiterate this.
Final bye bye.
I'm looking to change someone's life. I'm giving.
It's giving.
It's giving. Giving.
For the luckiest
giving.
Person in the world.
I know that this probably went over like dog shit in the era that this.
Now what,
ma'am?
Happened then, but like
era of ruthless aggression.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Oh my
wait a minute,
God,
say that again.
So fucking good,
ma'am.
Huh?
I've got
this
ask,
is Hildegard.
Would you like to try
she wishes.
A free year of my
yeah.
patented Simon System?
Oh my God, that's Wyatt next to her.
One Stacy.
That's crazy, dog. Said,
yes, the dude's not that wrong.
That's,
come on up into the ring.
That's what Stacey should fall.
Help her over the guardrail.
Look out.
Give her a hand. Or two or three or whatever it takes.
Whoa.
Come on, follow me.
Oh, yes.
Now we're cooking.
Free JR, a year's worth.
That has to be another indie wrestler.
Come on.
I'm giving...
Yes. Yeah,
I'm giving
City Bruiser.
Come on in here.
It's cooking. We're cooking. Fucking this motherfucker is ahead of his times.
It's probably like a wrestler from like Stardom.
I don't bite.
Now, Stardom.
I've got to ask.
Oh, like Aja Kong last week.
And where are you from?
We're gonna find out.
Aja Kong.
I'm Laura, and I'm from Austin, Texas.
Oh, it's your fucking home show. You're in Austin,
hometown.
Texas for the show.
Oh my God, Stone Cold Laura.
Home girl. Well. By the looks to you, I guess that age-old adage is true. Things
the
really
good thing I actually love about this
Texas.
Gimmick is that this is Sam's gimmick of looking for the big fat fucker in every show we watch.
Mm-hmm.
But
it is.
If there was ever a state that could use the Simon
he
system,
wins nothing, right? He doesn't win
Texas.
Any titles.
Nope.
Probably. I sincerely doubt it.
What do you people
he would have done here? Numbers in the fucking 24/7
now, Laura,
division.
I've got to ask this.
Oh my God. It could have been a hustle.
The last time that you actually
yeah, no, he could have been.
Sexual this dude, relations.
This dude would have been 24/7 champion for the longest reigning.
That's none of your business.
Well,
I fucked people.
It's been a very long
time. I fucked people. I touched
people. It's
not people.
Your fault. Oh, no.
It's actually like 2 minutes ago.
See, I'm sure.
Whose fault, isn't it?
Your thin friends.
Yawns.
Just to make themselves seem more fit and attractive.
Why?
But I've got great news, because the Simon system can help. Yes. See, Laura?
Uh-oh. Oh, it's Simon.
I'm shocked this is getting
as
time,
saying,
actually.
Would you like to try?
We got a lot of time last week too.
Simon system,
like I'm kind of shocked that they put this much effort in.
It'll help shed away
when it first aired.
Oh my God, why are they changing whore?
Just 90 days.
So what WWE guaranteed. Legend is going to come out here and beat the fuck out of him to stop
Yokozuna.
I was thinking Sergeant Slaughter for some reason.
Karma.
90 days should be a new woman.
Karma.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's Tang.
Dang.
Laura, this is going to be great.
That's a lot of whey protein.
It's not enough.
Or solid orange juice in a cup.
That's
more powder than liquid.
Thank you. I'm sorry, who's a fat legend that could help her?
Come on now.
Matt Hardy, come on now.
It tastes great, doesn't it?
He's a legend.
I wish I wasn't dead. But the other one.
Natural. And a fed
you know what's a actually, I just
and
had an insane
with
thought.
The woman of your size,
if Andre the Giant wasn't doing this,
say it would
he would have been managing
Raw
Resistance.
Please tell me he puts
that
in a
awesome.
Submission.
Oh,
I love the major.
Oh my God! His flesh is dissolving.
That actually wasn't in the script. She actually got her ass whooped backstage for doing this.
She got beat up by the boys in the back.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Her flesh starts coming
you
off.
Son of a bitch!
You're like Remick.
Ooh, Sinner's reference.
I should watch it.
Yeah, we should watch it right now.
She's losing weight right before our eyes!
Absolutely humiliated here.
That's a fuck
well,
up,
she got
King.
What she deserved.
What?
But she didn't lose any weight, obviously. Oh, look! Panties are showing, white man!
Each time she stays in the car for the rest of the night.
From Fort Hood, Texas, and King, these men and women will be deployed to Iraq in January.
Oh my God.
Four of the bravest young men and women in the world here with us.
Was this before or after?
I've heard they've all gotten a steak dinner with lobster before coming to the show.
What the fuck are you doing back out here?
They heard me talking about
Simon
D. So I wanted to come out and set the record straight. I do not have a roid belly. If anyone says anything, I will fucking kill you. Are you actually wrestling?
You can hear.
Oh, God.
just because of...
Ah, well, there it is.
He's going to fight Randy Orton.
Great.
Wait, he's with a belt?
So the only person on Team Orton that hasn't done a segment yet is Maven.
Maven.
Oh, okay, it's Tajiri. Never mind. Thank
yeah,
Christ.
Forget about that.
Fuck!
Oh my god, Sam was laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
Crazy. The stupid itch. It's all this thing.
Well,
Tom,
the Jiri in the game. About to go one on one here.
Introducing Hiroshima first.
Shall we say a combustible? That's how it's done, Tajiri. Take a good look. This may be the last.
You should have sprayed the fist up in the air and it falls back down into the face. He's like, ah, ah, fuck!
And could this be the night that Tajiri pulls off a major league upset?
Man, I wish,
like
dog.
Would have given him the belt.
Got lucky tonight,
same.
Don't think that Tajiri could kill the company. I don't care if it killed.
I don't think it would have.
One of them. No, one of them. But hypothetically, if it did. Oh, yeah.
Just Japan.
From Japan.
He's Japanese.
When's the Japanese Raw, actually? That was five.
Gene Snitsky!
Crazy bum.
What? I thought we'd seen the
what?
Last. I was hoping we'd seen the last of Snitsky.
Now the Jericho shit makes sense.
Snitsky.
Oh yeah, he's part of that team. Never mind. It made sense.
Snitsky. Manhandling to Jerry here. What
and now comes Maven.
What if Triple H wins? Tajiri wins, and then he starts dating Stephanie.
It wouldn't be the first time he beat Triple H on Raw.
Off.
What?
By the way, you know, in case you forgot there, Snitsky is one of the team members of Triple H. Wow. The strength and power of this psychotic maniac. Here comes the punch.
Oh my fucking god.
No. I'm going to be real. Maybe Snitsky should have invented the punt kick after that segment.
He's not too happy. I think he shanked him.
We've gotten him over.
Popping corner kick. Yes, it was.
Crazy back knee. Crazy hairline.
You need to pop that.
Get the match going. Get up and get in the ring, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
Family Guy cell.
I hope he kicks out of one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gene Snitsky.
Oh my god, he's an evolution.
Imagine!
It's like Mark Jackson.
I gotta tell you
like,
something, big man.
Remind them.
That was impressive. You bring that intensity to Survivor Series.
Remember when Maven almost got in the evolution?
Welcome to the team, big man.
What?
Please, please kill Triple H.
Oh my god, he joined Evolution.
Maybe by any chance.
Let's get one thing straight, Triple H.
I'm not.
I've never been much of a team player.
It wasn't my fault.
Can be sure to write that down.
So when we win...
This is when Snitsky's career ended.
Probably did, actually.
Should have just joined.
Snitsky, your line was, yes, Triple H, I will happily join your team.
This is the shoot.
He's just sitting on Triple H.
I'm coming.
You know, just for that, we're going to get HD cameras.
I'm coming.
Nobody can stop me.
Sam, you know what to do.
I'm going to fucking bury you. I'm gonna cover your face in oil.
Oh.
Ooh, Sabrina Carpenter gift.
What the? We're gonna have a. What the hell?
This is
right. Halloween.
Halloween.
Right next to
Halloween.
To all of you.
Oh, is this Muhammad Asad?
I went to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
I ate the same
food. Yay!
I even watched the same television shows.
Come on, he debuted last week. This is old news.
animosity between us.
How about we push new talent?
It's his debut.
Not until 9/11. 9/11 changed everything.
Nine.
My people.
Huh? 11.
You look at us differently now. And don't say you don't. Be honest. All I want is a chance. Don't judge me because I'm of Arab descent. Judge me because of my talent.
Well, I'm going to solve my skill.
Judge
David
me
Swimmer.
For me.
Mm-hmm. What?
I just want the opportunity to represent you.
I might just be white Muhammad Hassan.
WWE.
What? Yeah, you wish.
Thank you.
Salam.
اسم من خسرو دیوری سینم دوستم محمد حسن.
All right, Justin, translate.
Let me like translate.
با هم دیگه رفتیم مدرسه. This is just Hangman's current gimmick.
هم با هم دیگه تلویزیون نگاه می‌کردیم.
What?
ولی برای سپتامبر 11 شماها ما رو نگاه می‌کنید مثل حیوان هستیم. ما رو نگاه میکنیم مثل بدجنس هستیم. من الان دارم بهت میگم این آقا با خودم آدم خوب هست. من بهت نشون میدم وقتی میام واسه شما کار کنیم توی WWE.
Oh, definitely said it.
Yeah, he said he's a blue sky merchant.
Oh.
Inshallah. Anyway, let me take a picture real quick.
Mohammed Hassan. Back-to-back weeks that neither one of them has said his fucking name correctly.
Let's take you now to Michael Cole.
Unfortunately, Sean, I don't speak French, so we're going to move on.
To be fair, Sam, I don't think they ever will.
Fucking Lalo last week said Saddam Hussein or fucking Muhammad Hussein.
But we have the control set up. This Sunday, Survivor Series.
And this match call between Show and Angle will affect Survivor Series, that classic matchup.
Why?
Because both these men are on opposing teams.
Yeah, what about the lineup?
It's the one out of year where Raw SmackDown going head to head competition.
I might have to kill you.
Team Kurt Angle.
And oh my god, the Twin Towers.
Team Kurt Angle is one Carlito Caribbean Cool, the United States champion.
Carlito Caribbean Cool.
Not cool for Guerrero's team.
See, yo, that right team is the best thing ever.
The game plan. Rey Mysterio
right.
Yanked from the team. A
that's a
match.
Me and Sam team right there.
What?
We
don't have a lot of time.
Great question. Rey Mysterio was in the fatal four-way matchup for the Cruiserweight Championship with Billy Kidman, Chavo Guerrero, and the boss.
Oh my!
The boss.
Oh my fucking dude! I'm
Dudley.
I love you, the kids.
I'm jerking it.
Undertaker versus Hyde and Wright.
Well, I'll tell you, I just
oh hell no!
Killing myself. I'm actually killing myself.
Signing
with the dead man, and then you heard Big Evil say it would
why
be
the Twin Towers
with
the fucking graphics
of Hyde and Wright. We'll see.
WWE titles on the line. It's JBL defending against Booker T.
Well, I gotta agree with you on this one, coach. Said this past week on SmackDown.
All right, Farouk.
And that is that.
Did we?
Yeah, one
did
more
we
shot.
Watch Booker T is him win the Number One Contendership?
JBL, I think you might be right. JBL is in trouble.
Because I have no recollection.
We'll pretend he did.
The champ's number. We're gonna find out in Cleveland.
Can't wait. You ready for Survivor Series?
I am ready. I'm pumped up, geeked up, zooped up. I'm in.
And don't forget SmackDown this week. Big Show versus Kurt Angle. Back to you guys, Jerry and King.
Okay, guys. Thanks very much. And ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be so personal.
I know that's pre-taped, but I want to believe it's live.
The women's title. And you're right. After what we saw tonight, after what's been brewing for months, it is so, so personal. And Lita now knows the way she can hurt her fans the most is to take that women's title.
The moving graphics are live.
Another championship.
Perhaps the
biggest still.
Well, you think his star is rising. I think it's going to be a falling star in Cleveland. And I think we're going to see the world's biggest celebration by all of Captain Charisma's peeps when he wins the Intercontinental title. And the
all right, a few more seconds. Stand still.
I just found a right back figure for $8.
Offer me six.
What the hell?
I'll tell you, I see problems on Triple H's team, JR. Two of the members are non-evolution, and Stinsky's now made it clear that he's certainly not a...
That's his trust in A-Render.
Absolutely not.
Triple H, they're trying to pull together. I don't think all four of these guys are the same skeleton. They may not be reading the same book.
And speaking of teams, JR, you know, I want to do one thing here tonight that probably we wouldn't be able to do anywhere else.
Of the box.
Of course, JR is the biggest OU fan in the world, but tonight...
What? Yeah, make a boomer sooner!
What kind of chant do we have for JR tonight?
Fuck you!
OU sucks! OU sucks!
Kill yourself! Kill yourself! What the fuck is chant after?
Only in Austin, JR!
Only in Austin.
I don't know, what the fuck?
Thank you very much.
I hope you all fucking
five
die.
Five wins in a row.
Yeah, let him know. Let him fucking know,
Maria,
Timothy.
Take it away. Get us out of
I'm fucking calling Ash right now.
Jeez, hello, Maria.
What are your thoughts?
Hello, Edge.
We want to have a book.
What are my thoughts, Maria? Did you read my book?
Me when I marry Mike Bennett, of all people. Maria?
Because if you did, you'd know that Austin
is Edge.
This is the greatest.
Greatest.
And as important as that match was to me, it pales in comparison to my match tonight.
It pales. Oh.
See, last week I made Chris bleed. I made him bleed. I made him tap out to his own submission hold, the crossface, and it felt good. It felt so, so good.
I just came on thinking about it.
I had an epiphany. I had a moment of clarity where all the years of frustration, all those years of pain, they just washed
away. Yes, the background.
Okay.
But they came back. And tonight, I need to get that feeling again. And I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. At the hands of Chris Benoit, I'm going to get that feeling back.
Dude, chill out.
You see,
I mentioned that I wrote a book.
I write a new chapter in this book, and it...
Yeah, going.
You're very lucky that I can't read.
Glug.
I like that you can see his real name right there in the book.
I tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, on Edge.
Glad to see the light, Edge. It's going to be nice to go to Survivor Series and look next
that
to me
disgusting.
And see you rather than look across the ring and see you. Let me officially welcome you to the team, man. But we got to keep an eye on one of our team members, Snitsky.
If you ever
Snitsky
write a book again,
I think he's
you.
Not a team player.
Whoa. I saw what he said. I saw what Snitsky said. He was wrong. You know, we aren't going to win because of him. We're going to win because of me. And when it's my turn to control Raw for a week, it's not going to be Snitsky coming for you. It's going to be me.
The winner just controls Raw for a week?
The winning team.
Oh.
Like, they get to control Raw for a month. Until Bischoff gets back. Bischoff is going on vacation.
You know, with Twitter Lee Benoit.
They are doing almost the same pose, by the way.
Benoit might have a negative neck in this one. Oh, yes.
Oh, outdated. He doesn't have
metal. It's just not the same. It's outdated.
Red gear.
It's the greatest video game I've ever seen. As a matter of fact, you and I are doing commentary. Look at those moves. Look at that action. The video game is great.
There's no commentary.
Hit any button repeatedly. Hit any button repeatedly.
And now, the WWE Rewind is brought to you by new Clearasil for Men. Clearer skin.
Clearasil for Men.
And shade.
Well, now resist on to the new World Tag Team Champions.
I'm all fine with fucking match.
Edge has got the crippled cross face. Of what Edge
is doing.
So good as he
can. In the acne aisle.
Can you believe those ingrates? You see that?
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Those inbreds.
Snitsky and Edge.
Those inbreds.
I allow the two of them to team up with us. And this is how they pay me back? I let them in our Survivor Series main event, and this is how they repay me?
You know what?
That's the main event.
Reign of Terror aside, this is a pretty nice setup for Batista.
Man.
Thank you.
There's a lot of...
You need to have a talk with the two
there's
of them.
There's a lot of terror rising from the
Survivor
match.
Series. You need to have a talk right, with
beat
the
him
two
death
of them
famers.
And straighten this out before I go off on somebody.
Wait a minute. Say that again?
All right. I don't get it.
He left his,
see, this left is actually some good storytelling.
Here's finally, a, some good fucking food.
Triple H just
had to be off screen, man. Right?
Oh, there's Dorf Lady. Who the fuck?
Please welcome your special guest ring announcer, the winner of the quarter of a million.
Who?
Dollar,
oh my god.
Christy Hemme.
Here?
A key?
Who's going to win the Raw
Classic
Survivor Series
Elimination Match? I thought I
could
wash my dishes.
What?
In Indianapolis,
don't worry,
Indiana.
I already did it.
Hey, I'm
hoping it's hungry anyway.
She's the guest ring announcer.
The
one fall.
One fall.
From Toronto, Canada, weighing
genuinely,
in at
it's so fucked not hearing it.
Oh, okay.
Also, it still feels dumb.
God.
Yeah, his pyro is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I don't remember the fucking pyro. No.
Oh yeah, John, that's when Ash will come out and start cutting the promo during matches.
About the book?
Yeah.
Ed's watched right. That. Ed's watched it at WrestleMania. He's like, all right, guys, I will now be reading chapter 3 from my new book.
And Xbox presents WWE Survivor Series. Survivor Series is a co-production of both Raw and SmackDown. It'll be live this Sunday from the Gund Arena in Cleveland, Ohio, and exclusive
on the
I always like those arts that they drew for it.
Classic elimination match last week.
Thank you.
And residing in Atlanta, Georgia.
God.
That sounded so piped in, but it's not.
Easy there. Don't hurt my ear.
She's very exuberant. Hey, why not? Every time we watch Raw, like, we're always, I always feel like I'm doing something in the background, and then fucking Benoit's theme hits, and I have to lock in because it jump scares me back into the reality of whatever we're doing. This week, I could, you know, not do that because I knew he was in the main event.
Yeah, well. Honestly, I knew he was in this match and it still caught me off guard.
Yeah. There have been times where that's the case for me as well.
A man that was embarrassed, battered, bloody, and humiliated last week when
fuck you, elbow.
To his own Crippler cross face by his former partner, Edge. Heart snap suplex by Chris Benoit. He is all business. Every time you see him, methodical and so respected in the locker room. And looking for that sharpshooter was Chris Benoit.
Look at that, Edge is smart, but watch your back. Watch your back, Edge.
Edge can't get far enough away from Benoit. Benoit. They're fighting again right on the outside. Downstairs goes Benoit. And Benoit wants to beat Edge. He wants to beat Edge in this ring.
Oh.
And continue. Look at that. Oh,
he wants to do more than just beat Edge. He wants to do something unthinkable to him.
Oh, my God. He did not just say that.
Yeah, you're right.
What did he say?
What did
he said he wants to do more than beat Edge. He wants to do something unthinkable to him.
Doing the unthinkable!
Wait, I don't get it. What would he do?
Downstairs, Benoit again. Hard shot to the head. Edge dropped in the ring. Referee Chad Platt imploring both men to get in the ring and finish their business inside. That's where it's circling up. And Benoit so aggressive here. There's. And I'll tell you what. These men, as intense as they are right now, think about how it's going to be this Sunday in Cleveland with Randy Orton leading Chris Jericho, Chris Benoit, and Maven against Triple H's team. And King, that's an impressive but an odd, a combustible unit.
Oh, yes, it is. It is. Triple H, Batista, Edge, and Snitsky. And I'm telling you, I'm a little bit worried about it now. I'm worried about not only what may happen there. Snitsky's not a team player. You saw Edge. Oh, look out. You saw Edge tell Triple H he's interested in the world title. And all of these guys are going to get a chance to run Raw.
Snitsky said the same thing to Triple H.
I know it.
And I think the Batista's look at that world title belt was a little bit more than a lingering.
Don't even go there.
Well,
don't even go there.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just looking. Yeah, just saying.
A lot.
I'm actually surprised they're planting this seed for that story like this early.
Using the tights to take Benoit to the outside of the floor here in this one-fall match. Ed's got a full head of steam now. Baseball slide right into the abdomen of Chris Benoit.
I can't wait. Well, I say I can't wait. I don't know what's going to happen. But next week on Raw, JR, when we're in Indianapolis, somebody from one of these two teams, one member is going to be running the show that night.
Eric Bischoff starts his vacation next week while we're, next Monday night while we're in Indianapolis. Who will be in charge? It'll be one member of the winning Survivor Series elimination team from Raw.
Will it be Triple H's team or will it be Orton's team?
There's a cover. Here we go.
I don't know.
That Benoit, man, he reaches down in those guts.
See, you don't think about things, JR. What if, like, what if...
Reaches down Orton's in those guts.
And that egomaniac,
what?
Chris Jericho decides to host the show.
I just came back and I saw Benoit dead on the ground. So I figured that's what did it.
Chavo POV.
Randy Orton's team wins and he has...
Poly POV.
I mean, you got the VOP, the POV order.
VOP, alright.
Yeah, the VOP.
VOP, what?
You heard
it. Sam hit it.
What?
I don't get
it. Eddie Guerrero looking up on that fateful day.
What? Ah, my brush.
When Edge walked out on his partner.
Edge has left the bill. Well, he hadn't left yet, but he's on his way.
Oh, Edge, that was a setup.
Yes, it was.
Edge lured Benoit in. Looked like Edge was walking off to a book sign.
Dog, I think he just, like,
and nailed Benoit right in the face.
Forearmed or punched the back of Benoit's head, and Benoit just didn't sell it.
He didn't feel it.
Yeah, exactly. For that reason.
The nerves didn't register.
There's no nerves left to register.
Different Gore.
Benoit battered, bloodied, made to submit by his own criminal cross face, folks.
Oh my God, I'm cooking.
Take our last commercial break. This is a talent.
Our last.
Continue when we come back.
Good job.
We are live here on Monday Night Raw.
Comes back and the match is over.
Been one of the most physically intense matches we've seen in a long time. Very reminiscent of earlier tonight with Randy Orton and Batista went one-on-one. Man, during the commercial break, folks, King, this was
that was a shoot punch. Oh, that was a good one.
By Edge, getting the measure of the suplex master, Chris Benoit.
God, then look at that hairline. Where? Not much time left for him.
He's told everybody holy he's fuck! Edge, but
I think you're not making it better.
Where's that Mexican kid?
Wide.
And look at Edge. I'll find him soon enough.
What the
fuck is
this hairline?
Man, I'll tell you what, this Edge is... He has really...
What's wrong with my hairline?
That's any point, Michael.
And you knew the Benoit would fight right back in.
Is that a light?
The melee hairline bit is so deeply ingrained into the Benoit thing that I don't even remember the story.
What the?
Speaking of which.
It's Maven.
What is this? Evolution's music.
It's Maven. There he is. Oh, it looks great.
Thank you.
It was an ultimatum thing.
A what? Say that again.
That's where the hairline thing started.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Because I told the story of how I did something stupid with my hair, and then I found out that Benoit died.
Oh, okay.
With the two members of Evolution, Ric Flair injured last week here, not here tonight.
Yeah, my back.
And Edge now. Suplex. Near leg hook. Oh, near fall. Edge is taking his almost, you can see that something's going. Oh, it's Benoit. Bear that shoulder. And...
Dude!
What the fuck?
What is this?
We want to get a run in on the run in.
Oh my God, Evolution.
This is legacy.
Damaged by 50 earlier, and Maven...
They're all in red. They're all matching.
Yeah.
They're here to.
In homage to Benoit.
Alright, send out Snitsky.
Oh my God, I hope he gets his own entrance.
I'll tell you what, I mean, Orton's team is so full of egomaniacs. I don't think there's going to be. There's going to be one man.
Do you want to say the other team is full of egomaniacs when Triple H is on the team I am cheering for? Sweet.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
The Benoit Gear Challenge.
goddamn Benoit. Tougher than a $2 steak.
Oh, no.
Go back to the well again.
Oh, dude, you should not be doing. Oh, my dude, come on.
Can you imagine if it's this intense tonight? And by God, it's been intense since the moment we come on the air. How it's going to be Sunday in Cleveland. This 18th Survivor Series, I feel it in my Oklahoma bones. It's going to be extraordinary.
My Oklahoma ass.
Elbow. Right to that back. After the suplexes. Edge now trying to put Benoit away. Right before up. Come on,
Benoit. Well, I'll tell you what, this is really not fair right now, what I'm seeing. Edge, he doesn't only have to worry about Benoit. Look, you got Orton out here, you got Jericho out here.
The ring is getting louder.
And a referee and a lot of fans.
I think Triple H came down to have a talk with Edge. These other guys are obviously down there to support Benoit.
That's my best friend's move.
Benoit, fall right back up. And Edge went into no man's land here.
Oh, you need to stop.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of them this match. Oh, fuck. Anyway, Snitsky, come on.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be a hell of a challenge for either of these two men in this match to be 100% this Sunday in the Survivor Series.
You Sunday.
Come on, Edge, get up.
Is this match going to end by count out? As Triple H, the world champion, anxiously looking on. And there's the evolution animal, Batista. Maven on that team.
That's Maven here.
Be running Raw next Monday in Indianapolis.
I'm still here. Oh, Maven. Here.
Sam, remember when we watched one of the videos of, like, wrestlers, how are these wrestlers to meet? And, like, the first dude is Benoit.
Uh-huh.
Edge getting the advantage. Benoit counts. Benoit reverses. That's a knockdown by the former World Heavyweight Champion. Another knockdown. Benoit building momentum here.
Oh, this is looking bad for Edge now. Oh, God!
Hung out to dry indeed, right on that top rope. And Benoit, shoulder blocking Edge off the apron to the security wall. It has been physical. A real slobber knocker here tonight in the deep in the heart of Texas as Chris Benoit. I'm not going to settle for a count-out victory. I want Edge in the ring. And you know Benoit's going to want Edge to tap out one way or the other.
Look at this, that's enough!
Oh, God almighty!
Is this the unthinkable thing he's done? No,
no, it's not.
His face bouncing like a Spalding basketball from one surface to the next.
Like a Spalding basketball.
I know it's hollow up there.
Now I'm thinking more like it's probably going to be left down to just Triple H and Batista on that team.
I tell you what, Edge may not survive tonight. Right here, we're live here on Monday Night Raw, the WWE flagship. And look at Batista and Triple H. Uh-oh. Man, this could get ugly in a hurry. And wait a minute.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Oh, my God! It's catapulted by Benoit. Benoit not taking his eye off his adversary. Edge.
I won the Rumble.
Even though he was surrounded by teammates and adversaries.
Edge got catapulted.
Yes,
you did,
Chris. Wait, Maven, why did you say that?
Let me break the count.
Man, this has been a hellacious night here.
Stop the count.
The intensity level. The physicality level. Has reached some all-time highs.
You remind me of her, Kurt Hawkins.
What?
Good personal friend of mine.
A brace of surface to the next.
Uh-huh.
You're right. This, he's busted.
Edge is busted over here.
I'm in shock.
And that's exactly what happened to Benoit last week. He was busted. Oh, right the kidneys. And another shot to the back. And, oh, Benoit, look at his suplex. Waist lock.
Well, see, these guys know each other so well.
Tap out, Edge T-Star.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you.
Benoit tapped out last week. He wants Edge to tap out tonight.
But look at Edge. Look at Edge. Ever the fighter. If he
tap out, Edge T-Star.
Desperately reaching to the bottom rope, but there's been damage done here.
And oh, look at that. Look at that. And buried his hand right in the eyes, his fingers in the eyes of Benoit. My God, his edge is bleeding. Benoit!
No!
Oh, the turn. Belly to back.
This is the beginning of the end.
Yeah, two packs. That's two.
I'm sorry, did Edge gig off the sharpshooter?
No, he was, the outside.
Gig off the sharpshooter.
Benoit has regained the advantage.
My God.
Somebody from Triple H's team is going to be his.
Wow, what's wrong?
Benoit taking a chance here. Going up to the top. Oh, my God. Benoit using his head as a battering ram. And he found this mark on the bloody edge. There's a cover. Oh, and it's
kicked out. I told you. I told you.
Oh, 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 no, 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 no.
Triple H looks like a steel punk over there.
Fight it, Edge. Fight it. Benoit was turned.
Ooh, short hair Edge.
Reach out. Reach out. Go on, Edge.
My balls.
Gotta get the ropes. Get him. Get him.
Edge is reaching.
Fantastic.
Four. Oh, son of a bitch. What the Snitsky?
Oh my God. Gene is here.
Somebody get this baby killer away from me. And also Benoit. All right, got the baby killer out of the way.
All right, now that I'm out of the way, let's get Snitsky.
Benoit almost went head first.
What do you mean almost? What could land on his feet and still hit his head somehow?
That's when Benoit suicide dies.
Just none.
Triple H standing between two men.
Curse
fucking triple threat match. Curse.
Oh my God, the WrestleMania 41 triple threat.
It's the Edge heads.
Oh my God.
Evolution. First tag team match.
Versus the Evolution versus the Un-Americans. This is EMG. Oh my God, Chris.
Nothing good ever comes of dissension in the ranks.
Good God almighty. This is nothing but a ballroom brawl.
Out, look out.
Right. Jericho gear is awful.
I love it. I actually like the Jericho gear.
Eliminated.
Just his pants.
Team has regrouped. And they're kicking.
Eliminated again. Out of the final four. The final four.
Completely
God.
This does not look
when Hunter does the fucking flair comedy horseshit sell, it's actually very funny.
And his team are trying to return the ring, but to no avail.
Just get out of there. Just get out of there. Save it for Sunday.
You're talking about Triple
H, the only man there. That's ever watched Dread Valentine match willingly.
Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder have been
stuck. Oh my fucking God, Gene.
What?
I'm surprised Triple was selling that much.
Thank you.
When he wants to work, he kind of can. It's the only credit I will give him.
Good bit.
Him doing the flare bumps and shit.
Alright, Justin. Take us out.
Hi, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us for the November 8th, 2004 episode of Monday Night Raw for John, for Melee, for Sam, I'm Justin. Fuck you, love you, bye.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Oh my God.
It was like...